شيء جدلا وما منع الناس أن يؤمنوا إذ جاء أشهد أن محمد رسول الله
أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأصلي وأسلم صلاة وتسليما يليقان بمقام أمير الأنبياء وإمام المرسلين، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين، وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدًا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. صل اللهم وسلم وبارك على هذا النبي الأمين وعلى آله وصحابته الغر الميمين، أما بعد. جماعة المسلمين، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، ولقد أهلكنا القرون من قبلكم لما ظلموا وجاءتهم رسلهم بالبينات وما كانوا ليؤمنوا كذلك نجزي القوم المجرمين. ثم جعلناكم خلائف في الأرض من بعدهم لننظر كيف تعملون. صدق الله العظيم. وقال تعالى: وتلك القرى أهلكناهم لما ظلموا وجعلنا لمهلكهم موعدا. صدق الله العظيم. جماعة المسلمين، before we go into our topic for today, oppression and the consequences thereof. الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله، الله سبحانه وتعالى granted us to fast another month of Ramadan, a month of Siyam and Qiyam. And although it's the end of Ramadan, it's not the end of Siyam nor Qiyam. In actual fact, الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله, we have the tools to maintain the same type of consciousness and mindfulness that we had in Ramadan. We have the tools with Siyam and Qiyam to maintain that spirituality and Allah consciousness right throughout the year until the next Ramadan. Starting with, of course, من صام رمضان ثم أتبعه بست من شوال فكأنما صام الدهر كله. أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: whoever fasts Ramadan and then follows it up, not makes a combo. There's no combo between what a person has to pay in of a fariḍa, of an obligatory fast. You cannot make a combination of that and the 6 days of Shawwal. So maybe somebody was sick for 6 days, or our sisters fell out with their hayd, with their period, for those 6 or 7 days. Now they want to fast in and at the same time get the reward for the 6 days of Shawwal. That cannot be done. You can join two sunnahs. If you come into the masjid, let's say just before the iqama of Salatul Dhuhr, and you don't have time to make tahiyyat al-masjid, then you can literally join the two sunnahs of before Salatul Dhuhr, you can join it in the intention with the two raka'as of raka'atayn of Tahiyyat al-Masjid. And you'll get the reward for both, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. But you cannot join a fard and a sunnah. Man sama Ramadan. We have to first complete Ramadan. How many days in Ramadan this year? There were 30 days. So we first have to complete the fasting of 30 days. And then we can fast the 6 days of Shawwal. Any 6 days. ثم أتبعه بست من شوال من التبعيدية. Some of. Six of. Meaning any 6 days of the month of Shawwal. فكأنما صام الدهر كله. As if they have fasted the whole year. And it's quite simple. من جاء بالحسنة فله عشر أمثالها. Whoever brings one good deed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala multiplies it by 10, at least. So if a person has fasted 29 plus 6 or 30 plus 6 gives us 35 or 36 days. Times by 10, 350 or 360. For this year, it'll be 360 days. And the average lunar year, if I'm not mistaken, is 354 days, 8 hours, 48 minutes, and 34 seconds. That's what Google told me. So alhamdulillah, we can literally, with fasting these 6 days, we can get the reward of fasting the whole year. And inshallah ta'ala, the benefits, which of course is wasiyamu junnah. Fasting is a shield. Min al-wiqaya, the origin of taqwa. That shield that we place between ourselves and every type of word or action that would bring upon us the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, somebody, a brother from Yemen, he sent me a little bit of advice. He said, or a suggestion. Not really advice, he said a suggestion. And I'll relate that suggestion to you. He said, if you haven't fasted your 6 days yet, then why don't you start tomorrow? Which will be the 11th. Or 12th, will it be the 10th or 11th for us? He said, for him it'll be the 11th, he said. It'll be the 10th. Yeah. And then for us it'll be Sunday then. You start fasting on Sunday, then you will get Monday and Thursday, and you will get the 13th, 14th, and 15th, which is Ayyamul Bid. So you literally get the 6 days. You'll get fasting on Monday and Thursday because the Prophet loved to fast on those 2 days because those are the 2 days where our actions are presented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he loved to be fasting when his actions were presented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Ayyamul Bid, and the 3 days, the white days. Why are they called the white days? Actually, they're the white nights because that's when the moon is at its fullest. That is a great sunnah to fast at least those 3 days of every month. And we can actually literally combine here. You want a combo? There's a combo for you. 6 days, Monday and Thursday, and the 3 days of your lunar month. And then of course, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, we can do every Monday and every Thursday, or every Monday or every Thursday. The bottom line is, let us not leave this act of fasting. Alaykum bisawm. فَإِنَّ لَا مِثْلَ لَا. Fast, because there's nothing like fasting. There's nothing like restraining oneself and suppressing one's desires. There's nothing more beneficial than fasting. And then of course the other thing which we did in Ramadan is of course Qiyam. So Siyam, we can keep that up inshallah. 6 days of Shawwal. Mondays and Thursdays, or Mondays or Thursdays, 3 days of every month, 13th, 14th, and 15th. We have Ashura, we have Arafah. So we have all of these days where we can maintain Siyam in our lives and maintain that shield of taqwa, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, al-wahad al-dayyam. And then of course Qiyam, what did the Prophet say? عَلَيْكُمْ بِقِيَامِ اللَّيْلِ فَإِنَّهُ دَعْبُ الصَّالِحِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ وَمَقْرَبَةٌ بِهِ إِلَى رَبِّكُمْ وَمَكْفَرَةٌ عَنِ السَّيِّئَاتِ وَمَنْهَاتٌ عَنِ الْإِثْمِ وَمَطْرَدَةٌ لِلدَّائِنْ عَنِ الْجَسَدِ. Said, stand up for the night prayer, for indeed it is the habit of the righteous who came before you. And it is that thing, it will bring you closer to your Lord. And it is that thing, it will cause your sins to be wiped out. And it is that thing that will shield you from falling into sin. So Siyam and Qiyam, they both have that benefit of maintaining that shield of taqwa that shields us from falling into the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he said at the end, وَمَطْرَدَةٌ لِلدَّاءٍ عَنِ الْجَسَدِ. And of course, Qiyam al-Layl, one of its other benefits, it'll keep the body free from illnesses and diseases. Allahu Akbar. I say, Sahaba, عَاشُوا أَصِحَّا وَمَاتُوا أَصِحَّا. They lived as healthy people and they even died as healthy people. Through the barakah of Qiyam al-Layl. اعلم يا محمد أن شرف المؤمن قيام الليل. Know this, O Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Jibreel alayhi salam came to the Prophet one day and he said to him, know this, O Muhammad, that the nobility of the believer lies in the night prayer. You want to be noble in the eyes of Allah? Let us keep up the night prayer. Even if we can do it once a week. Of course, every night that would be Allahu Akbar. Even for two raka'ahs, 5 minutes. Qul ya ayyuhal kafirun in the first raka'ah and qul huwallahu ahad in the second raka'ah. As it has been narrated that our beloved Prophet ﷺ said, As-salatu fi masjid al-haram ta'adilu miyati alf salah. One salah in the haram in Mecca is equal to 100,000 salah anywhere else. Was-salatu fi masjidi hadha ta'adilu alf salah. One salah in my masjid is equal to 1,000 salah anywhere else. Was-salatu fi masjid al-aqsa. Allah mahar al-masjid al-aqsa. Warzuqna salatan fi wa hurrin aziz. Allah liberate Masjid al-Aqsa and grant us to pray in Masjid al-Aqsa and it is liberated and it is re-sanctified. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. He said, and one salah in Masjid al-Aqsa is equal to 500 salah anywhere else. Was-salatu fi ard al-ribat, and one salah in the battlefield. Allahu Akbar. Fi maydan al-qital ta'dilu alfay alf salah is equal to 2 million salah anywhere else. Allahumma taqabbal ya Rabb. From our warriors, from our mujahideen in Gaza, of the Dafat al-Gharbiya. Ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen. And better than all of that, what did you say? He said, in one salah on the battlefield is equal to alfay alf. In another riwayah, alf alf, million. Second narration, 2 million salah anywhere else. One salah in the battlefield. وَخَيْرٌ مِّنْ هَذَا كُلَّ. And better than all of that, رَكَعَتَانِ يَرْكَهُمَا الْمُؤْمِنُ فِي جَوْفِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّاسُ الْيَامِ. And better than all of that, two raka'ahs that a believer makes in the middle of the night and everybody else is sleeping. When they asked Salah ad-Din al-Ayyubi, how did you defeat those five European nations at the Battle of Hattin? He said, what did he say? Because of my military prowess? Because of our arms and ammunition? Because of our numbers? La wallah. Qala nassarani Allahu bi fadli qiyam al-layl. Allah gave me victory through the virtue of the night prayer. So let us not leave Ramadan behind. Yes, Ramadan has passed as a month, but what we did in Ramadan, we can do outside of Ramadan as well. Let us keep up that siyam. Let's keep up that qiyam. And let us stay connected to Allah subhanahu. Because we do not know what is coming next, Jamaat al-Muslimin. Many analysts, and I'm speaking about your so-called political and military analysts, say we are on the cusp. We're on the cusp of a third world war. Of a third world war. We don't have World War III in our narrative, but we do have Al-Malhamatul Kubra, the great battle. And who of us, I ask you, billahi alaykum, who of us are ready for a small battle, let alone the greatest battle? What the Christians in their eschatology call Armageddon, the battle at the end times. Who of us are ready for a small battle, let alone the greatest battle that is going to take place on this earth? So inshallah ta'ala, at least some siyam and some qiyam can spiritually prepare us for whatever is coming. بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى الْوَاحَدِ الدَّائِمِ. Because what did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say to Nabi Musa? To Musa, who led Bani Israel out of Egypt and left them to enter Al-Ard Al-Muqaddasa with Yusha bin Nun and Caleb ibn Yufanna. Nabi Musa, he said to them, what did he say? He said, يَا قَوْمِ إِنَّ الْأَرْضَ لِلَّهِ. Oh, my people, this earth belongs to Allah. You know, last night I was watching, I think an hour after it happened, I was watching the United Nations Security Council having their vote as to whether to accept the proposal for making Palestine, the state of Palestine, a full member of the United Nations. At the moment, Palestine has observer status. And then I saw him again, as he has done before, raising his hand. What's his name? Ambassador Robert A. Wood. And before him, what's her name? Ambassador Linda Thomas Greenfield. Vijay, divat mense. Divat mense. Hulle is gevaarlik by Islam. And I don't say that in praise. I don't say that in praise. How they use these brown people to serve their agenda of imperialist white supremacy, the continuation of their settler colonial project. Wallah, it's absolutely disgraceful. And it's disgraceful on the part of these people, perhaps whose ancestors were the very slaves that these white people brought across from Africa 300-400 years ago. And today they are doing the dirty, filthy work of these imperialists. Even Colin Powell. Remember 2003? Just before he passed away, and I quote Colin Powell, he said, and I quote from this article, Colin Powell has called his 2003 speech to the United Nations, laying out the Bush administration's rationale for war in Iraq, a blot on his record. And you will see whatever the Americans do, you will see the British, they are following suit. The dog and his tail. The dog and his tail. Now they have Rishi Sunak, and they had, and she's still making a noise, Suella Braverman and Priti Patel to do their dirty work. But Allah doesn't sleep, Jamaat al-Muslimin. Allah doesn't sleep. Oppression. Allahu Akbar. When Mr. Robert A. Wood, Ambassador Robert A. Wood, when he put up his hand to veto the proposal for full admission of the state of Palestine, you know, it was like, Ya Rab, is this the trigger? Is this the trigger? Which one is it? Which act of oppression? Because oppression, al-zulm, wad'u shay fi ghayri mahalli. That's the literal interpretation of oppression. To put something in the wrong place. To do something that shouldn't be done. To say something that shouldn't be said. Doing it in secret, that's one thing. Allah knows. But then doing it with the arrogance, the kibriya, the jabarut, where you do it in front of the world. That is even another thing, Jamaat al-Muslimin. And the consequences of that oppression has to come. Wallahi, it has to come. And that takes me to the two verses that I quoted for today. The first of which are in Surah Yunus. Surah Yunus. Ya Allah, we are just like Nabiullah Yunus. We are in the belly of the whale. And it's we who have, we are the sabab. We are the cause as to why we are in the darkness of the belly of the whale. After we have gone so far away from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and living in obedience to Him, Jalla fi'ula, following the sunnah of our beloved Prophet Muhammad, Khair al-Anam, salawatu rabbi wa salamu alayhi. We are now in the darkness of the belly of the whale. فَنَادَ فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ But he called out. He called out. أَلَّا إِلَّهَ إِلَّا أَنْتِ There is no God but thee, Ya Allah. There is no Lord. There is none worthy of worship. فنادى في الظلمات. He called out in the darkness. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك. You are free of all imperfection. إني كنت من الظالمين. I was of the wrongdoers. I was of the transgressors. What was the answer of that dua? فاستجبنا له. And so we answered his prayer. ونجيناه من الغم. And we relieved him of all that. All that despondency and despair and worry and anxiety. وَكَذَلِكَ نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And so do we save all the believers. Not just Nabi Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam. Not just Nabi Yunus. So, are we calling out to Allah? Are we repenting and returning to Allah? Are we making right with Allah? That Allah might hear our prayers like He heard the prayers of Nabi Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Yunus, verse number 12 and number 13 and number 14, وَلَقَدْ أَهْلَكْنَا الْقُرُونَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. And indeed we destroyed the generations that came before you. When? لَمَّا ظَلَمُوا. When they oppressed. وَجَاءَتْهُمْ رُسُلُهُمْ. And their messengers came to them. بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ. With clear evidences. وَمَا كَانُوا لِيُؤْمِنُوا. And they did not believe. كَذَلِكَ نَجَزِ الْقَوْمَ الْمُجْرِمِينَ. And so do we recompense the criminal nations. Wallahi, United States of America is the greatest criminal. A criminal state. A terrorist state. It continues unabated with impunity to spread its terror. And I could have said around the world, which is true, but over the last 20 years, especially in the Muslim world. Especially in the Muslim world. Oppression will never last forever, Jamaat al-Muslimin. Inna Allah la yumli lil-zalim. Indeed, Allah, He gives respite to the oppressor. Inna Allah la yumli lil-zalim. Hatta idha akhadahu lam yuflitu. But when He takes him, there will be no getting away. There has been many a great empire before the United States of American Empire. The British Empire was that empire on which the sun never set. And now? What is it now? Soon it's going to be half an island. Or maybe even a third if Wales. Why not? Don't underestimate the Welsh. Jamaat al-Muslimin, aye, Scotland will pull away. The Romans, the Macedonians, the Persians, the Neo-Babylonians, the Neo-Assyrians, all these great nations, Fir'aun, Fir'aun, وفرعون ذي الأوتاد, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and Fir'aun firmly established in the earth. With the fall of the late Bronze Age, 1177 BC, all the other nations fell. The Phoenicians were destroyed. The Hittites were destroyed. The Assyrians had to pull back to Nineveh. It was an entire collapse. A civilizational collapse, they say. The only country that stood was the country of Egypt. وَفِرْعَوْنَ ذِي الْأَوْتَادِ. And Fir'aun firmly established, pegged to the ground, as if this empire is going to last forever. الَّذِينَ تَغَوْا فِي الْبِلَادِ. Those that went around causing mischief everywhere in the world. How many coup d'etats have been organized and implemented by the Americans in South America, in Southeast Asia, in Africa, in so many countries, in the Middle East, sponsoring wars, sponsoring genocide, as they are doing right now, as I'm standing here before you. الذين تغوا في البلاد فأكثروا فيها الفساد، فأكثروا. In other words, they brought plenty of evil and corruption and oppression and pain and suffering and killing. الذين تغوا في البلاد فأكثروا فيها الفساد فصب عليهم ربك سوط عذاب. سوط سين وو طا. سوط. سوط is like a whip, a rotan, a sambok, a type of asa, a type of stick, a type of rod. And what's so amazing is that in the Torah itself, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about using the Neo-Assyrians and the Neo-Babylonians as his rod, the rod of God, the stick of Allah, the whip of Allah, with which he punished Bani Israel for their iniquities, for their disobedience, for their transgressions. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is using the same word here. فَصَبَّ عَلَيْهِمْ رَبُّكَ سَوْطَ عَذَابٍ. Allah brought upon them his whip, his rod. Only difference is now, the rod with which Bani Israel, or the remnants thereof, those who have committed these crimes and transgressions again in the land. وَإِنْ عُدْتُمْ عُدْنَا. As we have spoken about so many times from Surah Al-Isra, if you come back without the permission of Allah, if you come back to your transgression and disobedience to Allah, if you come back to the land to establish a state without the authority of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we'll come back to punishing you. Except this time the rod will be the rod of the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَصَبَّ عَلَيْهِمْ رَبُّكَ سَوْطَ عَذَابٍ إِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَبِالْمِرْصَادِ. Indeed, your Lord, your Creator and Sustainer is ever watching. Don't think for one moment, Jamaatul Muslimin, that Allah does not see what is happening, does not hear the cries of our mothers and our fathers and our sons and our daughters as they are being murdered in cold blood in the Gaza Strip. Wallahi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hears every dua, and every dua is going to be answered. اتقوا دعوة المظلوم فإنها مستجابة. Beware of the dua of the oppressed person, because it is answered by Allah. ولو بعد حين, even if it be after a while. ولو كان كافرا, even if the oppressed person be a disbeliever. Allahu Akbar. وعليه كفر, they will answer for their disbelief. But as long as they are oppressed and they lift up their hands, Allahu Akbar. لا تظلمن إذا ما كنت مقتدرا فالظلم ترجع قباه إلى الندم تنام عيناك والمظلوم منتبه يدعو عليك وعين الله لم تنم. The poet says, don't oppress if you can't bear the consequences of your oppression, because the consequences of your oppression will end up in bitter regret. Your eyes as the oppressor go to sleep at night, whilst the oppressed person is awake cursing you, and the eye of Allah never sleeps. And the eye of Allah never sleeps. And indeed, we destroyed the generations that came before you when they oppressed. And they came to them, their messengers, with clear evidences, but they did not believe. And so do we recompense a criminal people. ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ خَلَائِفَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Then we make you. Then, as in the past, again in the future. As in the past, again in the future, when we become deserving of the promise of Allah. وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. It's a promise. It's a promise that never dies. It's a promise that's never broken. Indeed, Allah has promised those who believe from amongst you and who work righteous deeds, He will make you the rulers of this earth. So after the oppressors are destroyed, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will again make the believers the rulers. اللهم اجعلنا منهم يا رب. May Allah make us of them, ya Allah. من بعدهم لننظر كيف. In order to see, what are you going to do? The test doesn't end. And then in Surah Al-Kahf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَتِلْكَ الْقُرَىٰ أَهْلَكْنَاهُمْ ذَمَّا لَمَّا ظَلَمُوا وَجَعَلْنَا لِمَهْلِكِهِمْ مَوْعِدًا. No matter how long, مَهْمَا طَالَ اللَّيْلِ فَلَا بُدَّ مِنْ تُلُوعِ الْفَجْرِ. No matter how long the night is, even in the middle of winter, the sun has to rise in the morning. This oppression cannot last, Jamaat al-Muslimin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Kahf, verse 59, and these towns or cities or places or countries or empires, however you want to look at it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we destroyed them when they oppressed. And we made for their destruction an appointed time. We made for their destruction an appointed time. Ya Allah, all those who have oppressed, those oppressing nations, those oppressing empires, those criminal nations, those criminal empires, Ya Allah, let us be witness to that mawa'id. Let us be witness, Ya Allah, to that appointed time. And when that time comes, then Mr. Wood what's the other one? Thomas Greenfield. What's her name? Linda Thomas Greenfield, or Ambassador Christopher P. Liu, and Ambassador Lisa Carter. When that appointed time comes, wallahi, even if there were a million hands to lift up for a veto, it will not stop. And it will not delay, nor will it bring forward the appointed time from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-A'raf, وَلِكُلِّ أُمَّةٍ أَجَلٍ. For every nation, for every empire, especially those empires that have committed oppression, there is an appointed time. فَإِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهُمْ. And when their appointed time comes, فَلَا يَسْتَأْخِرُونَ سَاعَةً وَلَا يَسْتَقْدِمُونَ. Then it cannot be brought forward for a moment, nor can it be delayed for a moment. The rod of Allah is going to come down. Jamaat al-Muslimin, wallahi, it is only by us holding on to this Quran and the Sunnah of our beloved Prophet Muhammad, salawatu rabbi salamu alayhi, with our taqwa, with our shields of taqwa restored, panel beated, mended in the month of Ramadan, that we are going to be able to attain any semblance of normality within our hearts and our minds. To know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, huwa ala kulli shayin qadir, Allah has power over all things. And everything that is happening is a test for us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us steadfast. اللهم ثبتنا على صراطك المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم من النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين وحسن أولئك رفيقا. اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في غزة. اللهم أطعمهم من جوع وأمنهم من خوف. اللهم انصر إخواننا المجاهدين في غزة. اللهم ارمي عنهم إذا رموا وسد عنهم إذا رموا. اللهم عليكم بالسهاين ومن والاهم فإنهم لا يعجزون. اللهم شتت شملهم. اللهم فرق جمعهم. اللهم حرر المسجد الأقصى من أيديهم وارزقنا صلاة فيه وهو حر عزيز يا رب العالمين. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. الحمد لله رب العالمين يا رب يا رب يا ستار العيوب استر عيوبنا يا رب يا غفار الذنوب اغفر ذنوبنا يا رب يا مفرج الكروب فرج كروبنا يا رب يا علام الغيوب قنا شر ما أهمنا وغمنا وارزقنا حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك يا عليما بخلقك يا خبيرا بخلقك يا لطيفا بخلقك ألتف بنا بما جرت به المقادير إنك على كل شيء قدير وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله لا تظلمن إذا ما كنت مقتدرا فالظلم ترجع قباه إلى الندم تنام عيناك والمظلوم منتبه يدعو عليك وعين الله لم تنم وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدًا رسول الله بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الغمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله عظمت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله صلى عليك الله يا علم الهدى ما هبت النسائم وما ناحت على الأيك الحمائم أما بعد في حماة الإسلام وحراس الأقيدة إلى أين يا سارة الكرام اسمعوا معي إلى ما قاله مولانا تبارك اسمه في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ولقد أهلكنا القرون من قبلكم لما ظلموا وجاءتهم رسلهم بالبينات وما كانوا ليؤمنوا كذلك نجزي القوم المجرمين ثم جعلناكم خلائف في الأرض من بعدهم لننظر كيف تعملون وقال تعالى وتلك القرى أهلكناهم لما ظلموا وجعلنا لمهلكهم موعدا وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله لا يملي للظالم حتى إذا أخذه لم يفلته أعود بكم من هناك من عند نهاية الظالمين إلى هنا وما أدراك ما هنا هنا مدرسة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول فيها الحبيب المصطفى البر لا يبلى والذنب لا ينسى والديان لا يموت اعمل ما شئت كما تدين تدان ويقول أيضا كل ابن آدم خطاء وخير الخطائين التوابون الحمد لله رب العالمين وأشهد لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدًا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فيا أيها المسلمون أوصيكم ونفسي المذنبة أولاً بتقوى الله تعالى وطاعته فقد قال الله تعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم اتق الله حيثما كنت وأتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحها وخالق الناس بخلق حسن واكثروا عباد الله من الصلاة والسلام على سيدي وحبيبي ونور قلبي محمد طب القلوب ودوائها وعافة الأبدان وشفائها ونور الأبصار وضيائها إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد المجيد، وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين أبو بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي، وعن الحسن والحسين وعن البدر والحنين، وعن سائر أهله الطيبين الطاهرين، وعن سائر صحابته أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، وأعلي بفضلك كلمة الحق والدين. اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين وفي غزة خاصة يا رب العالمين، اللهم انصرهم وثبت أقدامهم يا رب العالمين. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. قوموا إلى صلاتكم يرحمكم الله، وأقم الصلاة.
استووا استقيموا تراصوا ولا تختلفوا. Close all gaps, heels in line, shoulder to shoulder. استووا صفوفكم. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والسماء ذات البروج، واليوم الموعود، وشاهد ومشهود، قتل أصحاب الأخدود، النار ذات الوقود، إذ هم على ما يفعلون بالمؤمنين شهود، وما نقموا منهم إلا أن يؤمنوا بالله العزيز الحميد، الذي له ملك السماوات والأرض، والله على كل شيء شهيد. إن الذين فتنوا المؤمنين والمؤمنات ثم لم يتوبوا فلهم عذاب جهنم ولهم عذاب الحريق. إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات لهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار، ذلك الفوز الكبير. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين إن بطش ربك لشديد إنه هو يبدئ ويعيد وهو الغفور الودود ذو العرش المجيد فعال لما يريد هل أتاك حديث الجنود فرعون وثمود بل الذين كفروا في تكذيب والله من ورائهم محيط بل هو قرآن مجيد في لوح محفوظ الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
الله
نستغفر الله نستغفر الله نستغفر الله اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا موتى المسلمين تقبل شهداءنا يا أكرم الأكرمين اللهم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث ومن عذابك نستجير أصلح لنا شؤوننا كلها ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين يا رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.